problems that our city is facing as it continues to grow is an expanding population of vulnerable people living on the streets. And that's a really unfortunate thing, but it's something that happens in every major city. And we're starting to see it happen more and more in the Fraser Valley. And there's evidence to back this up, that vulnerable people living on the streets are moving from bigger cities out into the suburbs to places like Surrey, Langley, Abbotsford, that type of thing. So to help us sort of unpack that issue and also talk about what the province is going to do to help is MLA Rachna Singh. She's the MLA for Surrey Green Timbers, and she's here to tell us about a first-of-its-kind initiative that the province is putting forward called Complex Care Housing. So first of all, thank you for joining us, Rachna, and let's start right there. Tell us, what is complex care housing?
I think this is a great step forward, helping the marginalized populations, individuals who are dealing with complex issues like mental health, addiction issues, trauma, and they are at risk of homelessness because of their complex care. The traditional housing does not cater to their needs. So I think this is very groundbreaking, having this kind of service, especially as you mentioned in the suburbs, not just in bigger cities like Vancouver, which is the hub of most of the central services. This coming to Fraser Valley, I think, is great. And we have seen the rise in the vulnerable population in the Surrey area. So this news is very welcoming for Surrey and adjoining areas, I'd say.
And what are the factors that are contributing to this rise? Why are we seeing more of the vulnerable in the suburbs, on the streets?
And housing, I think, might be the reason. Most of these individuals cannot find the housing in more dense areas like Vancouver, and then the move from those areas to the suburbs. But I would say that mental health is not confined to a particular area as well. Like, we just cannot say that people who have mental health or complex issues would just be in bigger cities. Like, our smaller cities or the suburbs have that kind of population, and also more awareness. Now we are creating more awareness about providing more services, more culturally appropriate services are coming to the suburbs. I think that's also... people realize that they would be able to access those services in those areas, in the suburban areas, and that's why we see more cases, but also more services for them.
Okay, so these are being called the first of their kind complex care housing, about 100 units scheduled for Surrey, Vancouver, and Abbotsford. So how does this complex care housing differ from housing for vulnerable that we've seen previous to this?
I think this is just in the similar direction. There have been other housing initiatives in the past 2 years that our government has done, along with the collaboration with the municipal government and the federal government, just going in that direction. But the complex care is, I think, one of its kind, because it is dealing specifically with mental health. It is going to cater to the individuals having mental health issues and other issues attached to that. Mental health is one. Addiction, they might have some kind of brain injury or some other kind of trauma-related issue. I think a very collaborative approach with the healthcare services and social services and housing, all the key components coming together, not just looking at just with the focusing it as a housing issue or just a healthcare issue, but as a collaborative issue, that the individuals with complex needs need different services, and that's why those services are getting the housing for sure, but they are also getting the services that they require for their mental health being or their physical or mental challenge.
And now, you know, this plans to help about 100 people in Surrey, Vancouver, and Abbotsford. Now, this is a great step, but there are a lot of critics out there that would say this isn't even going to make a dent, that more needs to be done. What would you say to that?
I would say this thing, that this is a really good step forward. There is need, and that need has been heard. But once we establish these services, I think this is an opportunity for these services to be expanded to other parts of British Columbia, other parts of the region, but also in the similar regions. Like right now, Surrey is getting 33 beds in complex care housing, and the big possibility of those beds being expanded in the coming years, looking for more collaborations. Right now, this is in Surrey. We have the Rain, the Foxglove housing, collaborating with the Rainforest housing. But we are hoping for many more collaborations coming, not just in Surrey area, but other parts of the region.
That's great. We're speaking with Rachna Singh. She's the MLA for Surrey Green Timbers. And we're talking about the Complex Care Housing Initiative that's looking to bring housing to the vulnerable in Surrey, Vancouver, Victoria, Abbotsford, and other areas of the Lower Mainland. Rachna, what would you say to residents of Surrey who are seeing this migration of vulnerable people out to the suburbs? And what can residents of Surrey do to help with this issue?
I would like to say that mental health, like any other issue, mental health is an issue that should not be stigmatized. A lot of time, a lot of stigma is attached to mental health. We are scared to talk about it. We're scared to even sometimes access the services that are in the region. But having that compassionate, empathetic view towards mental health, it is not something we shouldn't be marginalizing those people who are dealing with this. This is a reality that many people live with. And I think we have to make space for those individuals. This can be our brother, sister, our family members dealing with the issue. And we should be very open to, and I think very happy about the fact that we, in our own region, in the region like Surrey, that we are opening up services. And there are services available, a lot of these services are culturally appropriate for these kind of issues. So talking more about it, creating more awareness about these issues, and if you think that somebody in your family or in your circle need those services, please do reach out and do access those services.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today, Rachna. Is there anything that you'd like to add?
No, I would just say that I'm very happy to see these services coming to our community, and they're hoping for many more such services, more expansion of such services in the coming year.
Oh, perfect.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much for taking the time with us.
Thank you so much for having me.